Classic Business, Wealth and Investment.
An introduction to investment management 101 would typically start off with a conversation around conventional asset classes, things like stocks and bonds or simply cash. But the relatively low yield environment that we've seen for the last while has left investors looking for something more exotic. And in the search for yield, I think increasingly we're seeing attention turn to emotional assets, things that get the pulse racing, not to mention the return on investment. In particular, classic cars and art, which I'm sure you'll agree are more than any other asset class, a passion asset. Well, I've got Andrew Amoyles, Head of Research at New World Wealth, on the line to find out a little bit more about what we're seeing from a return profile from art and classic cars. Evening, Andrew.
Evening. Thanks for having me.
Firstly, what underpins the investment case for art as an asset class?
Well, art, if you buy the right art, it can hold its value really well. And possibly increase in value. There are a number of South African artists, including the likes of Irma Stern, whose value, whose paintings have gone up by around 5 to 10 times over the last 20 years. So it's definitely a sector that you can make money in. Classic cars is another one that has become very big over the last 10 years. Some of the classic car models have tripled in price over the last 10 years. Quite a few, actually, including the Ferrari 250 series from the 1960s, some of the Lamborghinis from the 60s and 70s. They've tripled in price over the last 10 years. And there's also, going forward, there's still strong growth forecast in the classic car market.
And obviously it offers an investor a great way to diversify a portfolio, apart from the fact that you can have a lot of fun in your vintage or classic car over the weekend or viewing your Irma Stern on the wall, much prettier than any kind of stock certificate, which are all digital nowadays anyway. But let's look at the size of this market, because as part of the AfroAsia Bank South African Wealth Report for 2018, you looked at both the rise of fine art and of classic cars in South Africa over the past decade. How big is the local art investment market?
We estimate it's worth in the region of about a billion rand. So it's about $450 million the local South African fine art market.
That would be 5 billion rand.
No, $450 million.
So which would be 5 billion rand, yeah.
Yes, you're right. 5 billion.
Yes. Difference between a billion rand and 5 billion rand. It's still trifling small compared to the global market, which is closer to $75 billion.
Yes, yeah. So it's just over, it's about 5% or 0.6% of the global market. So it's still small, but it makes up around half of the African market.
And from a growth perspective, I mean, we know that in dollar terms, the number of ultra-high net worth individuals has remained fairly static over the last decade. What sort of growth have we seen from an art investment return perspective?
Our index shows a growth of about 28% among the top 10 selling artists in South Africa. The Irma Stern, Maggie Loebscher, Joe Nordy, etc. About 28% growth over the last years in US dollar terms. Globally, the fine art market's only gone up by about 10% in that period. So it's been stronger growth in the South African art market than globally.
Is that compounded annually or is that for the period in total?
Yeah, no, that's for the period in total. But remember that period takes into account the global financial crisis. So a lot of asset classes have actually declined over that. For instance, hedge funds and some of the other asset classes, they've actually gone down. And property in U.S. dollar terms, South African residential property, is down over that 10-year period as well. Because the rand depreciated from about 6 rand to about 12 rand over that 10-year period from 2007 to the end of 2017.
Yeah, context is everything in this instance. If you look at the leading South African artists, we know the Irma Sterns and the Pioneers of this world. Who else features on the list when it comes to artists that are going to secure you a return on your investment?
Well, there's the likes of Alex Prela, Gerald Sokoto, William Kentridge, John Mayer. We also looked at some of the emerging artists, some of which are still alive, like Branko Dimitrov, Porchy, Isabel LaRue, Roberto Vaccaro, who does sculpture, Stefan Amfenberger. He's passed away, but we think his value, the value of his paintings will go up. Also, Adrian Boshoff, we think the value of his paintings will go up. But, in terms of the forecast, it's obviously a bit more subjective. But in terms of the big players at the moment, it's the likes of Irma Stern, as you mentioned, PNF Prela, Sokoto, Kendridge, Mayer, and Maggie Loebscher.
And obviously, if you want to approach art from an investment perspective and you're not just going with your gut and what you find easy on the eye, always good to sit down with an art historian. There are good ones doing the rounds at some of the major dealers, the likes of Strauss & Co. and Stefan Veldt. Let's look at classic cars now, because we often have stories of Ferraris in particular. I'm a particular fan of Ferraris. Other high-end vintage cars auctioning off for astronomical prices. In 2016, for example, we had a 1957 Ferrari 335S Spider Scaglietti, which was sold at an auction in Paris for a record-setting 32 million euro. That's quite a lot of rent. But it's difficult to find academic research on this field. I find that it's a little bit lacking. So often you read articles discussing the supposed benefits or dangers of investing in collectible automobiles. How does one approach this? How big is the classic car market in South Africa?
Well, what we've tried to do is, as you say, there is a lack of information. I mean, there are some global indexes that look at it, but I think they're quite vague in what goes into them. And so we've tried to track about 25 models of classic car in terms of their price growth over the last 10 years. And as I mentioned before, the Ferrari 250 series, those are the ones that are that Spider you mentioned. That would have been a Ferrari 250. That was went for that high price. Also, the 250 GTOs, they're going for about in the same sort of region. 250 Testarossa as well. But what's actually interesting in the classic car market is a lot of these more recent cars are actually starting to get big value, like the Lamborghini Countach, which is not that old, from the mid-80s.
That's around about my era, yeah.
Well, that's starting to that was actually the fastest rise in terms of price growth over the last 10 years. When the price went up about fourfold over the last 10 years in dollar terms. Obviously, that's dependent on it being kept in good condition, which is easier said than done.
Yeah.
But going forward, I think the likes of the Ferrari 318 from the Magnum PI series, there's a lot of people expecting that the value of that is going to start to go up in the future as well. Although currently you can still get those for around R1 million, but possibly in 10 years' time they'll be worth 5-10 million.
Bucking that trend of automatic depreciation as soon as you drive a car off the showroom floor. So very interesting to just spitball a little bit with you, Andrew, about some of the interesting alternative asset classes that we're seeing in this low return environment. That was Andrew Amoyles painting a picture of different investment vehicles in this week's Wealth and Investment feature here on Classic Business.